I'd like to thank everyone for coming, everyone for praying for Audrey throughout the world. I'd like to thank especially for Caleb. He wishes to thank all the family that gave such great support in this time of need. Especially all the close family that stayed in those dear moments. Madison as well, I'd like to thank you specifically for all that you have done. A reading from the Mass of a holy woman, neither a virgin nor a martyr. Who shall find a valiant woman? Far and from the uttermost coasts is the price of her. The heart of her husband trusteth her, and he shall have no need of spoils. She will render him good and not evil all the days of her life. She hath sought wool and flax and hath wrought by the counsel of her hands. She is like the merchant ship, she bringeth her bread from afar. And she hath risen in the night and given a prey to her household and victuals to her maidens. She hath considered a field and bought it. With the fruit of her hands she hath planted a vineyard. She hath girded her loins with strength and hath strengthened her arm. She hath tasted and seen that her traffic is good. Her lamp shall not be put out in the night. She hath put out her hand to strong things, and her fingers have taken hold of the spindle. She hath opened her hand to the needy and stretched out her hands to the poor. She hath not fear for her house in the cold of snow, for all her domestics are clothed with double garments. She hath made for herself clothing of tapestry, fine linen, and purple is her covering. Her husband is honorable in the gates when he sitteth among the senators of the land. She made fine linen and sold it, and delivered a girdle to the Canaanite. Strength and beauty are her clothing, and she shall laugh in the latter day. She hath opened her mouth to wisdom, and the law of clemency is on her tongue. She hath looked well to the paths of her house, and hath not eaten her bread idle. Her children rose up and called her blessed, her husband, and he praised her. Many daughters have gathered together riches. Thou hast surpassed them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. The woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Caleb, Gabriel, Dimitri, Alice, Anselm, Liesel, Pia, dear family and friends, God has given us a great aid in our journey through life. Now he has taken her to himself. He desires the best of us. And he gets them, not because he is selfish and doesn't want to share, not only to allow us to suffer something that we seek to follow and gain heaven ourselves. God seeks the best for us. And so when we do right and live for him, he gives that great reward. Let us hold in our minds the importance of one passing from life and reflect upon the impact it ought to have upon us, to move us. This ought to be of great moment, especially for those of us close to Audrey and dear to her. But for anyone involved, this should be a great moment for us to make a change in our life. Not outwardly, not showingly, not ostentatiously for the world to see, but for ourselves to live our faith. So much this past week has been so emotional. This Holy Week always releases emotions from us sinners, knowing we have done wrong and Christ had to pay the price and gain the victory over sin and death. So many things were pointing to Audrey. The thought of one enduring suffering and thinking of others. The thought of a mother losing a child, holding them in her arms. The thought of our Lord telling us to weep not for him, but for the children. The thought of friends being near to the suffering and inexorable end, with nothing but that prayer of our Lord so often on Audrey's lips. God's will be done. This passage that we read about the valiant woman speaks to me of Audrey so clearly. A valiant woman. And Audrey probably would have asked me, do you even know what valiant means? So I, as so-called millennials do, searched an internet thesaurus. Valiant, an adjective meaning brave. Synonyms. Courageous. Fearless. Gallant. Gutsy. Heroic. Indomitable. Intrepid. Noble. Plucky. Strong-willed. Vigorous. Adventurous. Gritty. Gutty. Lion-hearted. Steadfast. Stalwart. Spunky. Magnanimous. Yes, Audrey was a valiant woman. Gabriel, Dimitri, Alice, Anselm, listen up. Your mother loved you dearly. And you probably have a lot that you want to say to her. You will miss her. But she would want you to remember that she loves you and God loves you. So the little things you have to bear are just little and short. We don't know what will happen, but if we love God, it will all help us to see her again. And she can tell us stories and read us books. We can be with her. Christine, few there are who feel that grief of a child gone before the parent. You are, however, in great company as we look this past week upon that mother of sorrows. We know from spiritual writers that one of, if not the greatest sorrow of the Blessed Virgin Mary was the knowledge that for so many, despite her divine son giving all he had, it would not save their souls as they would still turn from his grace. Let us imitate Audrey. Work to impress upon others that love and devotion to the faith that she had. Let us take a lesson from Audrey and Saint Bernard. Love serves without looking to ourselves. Caleb, God has split you in two. Here you are now in a whirlwind of emotion, not just because you married a little better than Audrey did, yet also because we cannot see ourselves as God does. He gave you the time with her for a reason. Now we have what we need, though perhaps we cannot see it. So much she has left us with to use to better ourselves and to unite with God. Our relationships move us to great things. We're ready to suffer all, to go to the moon and back for a loved one, ready to conquer nations, to cut down forests and build houses. Audrey wants us to build ourselves to God. Love her in growing your love for God. We do this by using well the little things one day at a time. One day at a time, one thing at a time. We do not climb a mountain in a single step. We might need to contemplate some steps more than others. One day at a time, one step at a time. There's so much we cannot perceive. We can't see God's grace. Even in the physical order, we can't see radio waves and all the other waves that are out there, different things for our cell phones flying around. But we can see results. Someone acting differently than they normally would. connection of events that we couldn't have possibly brought together ourselves. God is orchestrating God's little miracles to give us strength to overcome the struggle of the day. Therefore, we can understand sometimes our sufferings, the grace it merits. Where does it go? Who is this for? Who needs me to be strong for them today? We know God exists and gives us all this for Him, for us to be strengthened to move to Him. We see all of nature and the beauty thereof, all a means to an end, union with God. From St. Augustine, if material things please you, take occasion from them to praise God and turn your love from them toward Him who made them, lest in these things that please you, you displease Him. If souls please you, let them be loved in God, because they also are subject to change. But being fixed in Him, they are firmly established. Without Him, they would perish and pass away. In Him, then, let them be loved, and take along with you to Him as many of them as you can. Say to Him, Him let us love. Him let us love. He it is who made all these things, and He is not afar off. For He did not make them and go away from them, but they are from Him and in Him. Behold, there He is, wherever truth is relished. He is in the most inward part of the heart. We know Audrey certainly had that delight in the beautiful things of nature and all the things of creation, just to take a moment and to look to them in a sunrise, in a sunset, and in seeing in souls, the action of God Himself. God uses all of nature to draw us to Him if we but look. And we are told by our Lord so many times in the Gospels, consider the lily of the field and the birds of the air. Even Solomon in all his raiment wasn't clothed as them, though they neither reap nor sow. What is all of nature clothed with? What does it do as it follows its course? It does God's will. Always follow the course, the nature follows the course God has set for them. And this is too our great work to do God's will, to do what God has called us to do. Therefore, we work to understand as best we can the work that God has set before us and His desire. In a word, to see nature, to see all as God sees. And this is a contemplative thing. We hold it in our hearts. We don't have to express it to each other. But to, as Audrey did, look upon nature and look upon those simple things and think of God. Raise your mind and heart to Him. From the book called Theology and Sanity, the soul has two faculties, and they should be clearly distinguished. There is the will. Its work is to love, and so to choose, to decide, to act. There is the intellect. Its work is to know, to understand, to see. To see what? To see what's there. We think of Audrey as passed into the presence of God. What does she see? In the judgment of the soul, all deeds will have been revealed. Then will the soul know how merciful God is, how He has sought us. The soul will know the wonderful workings of grace, how God even draws good from evil. We can't see all things here, but we can see the result of Audrey's living her faith. We all feel Audrey has heard the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." But why would we think such a thing? Just because we're hopeful, just because it's a fond sentiment. The reward of a just servant is a good death. Audrey had many graces at her death. Time. How much time did she have to contemplate her death and going to stand before God and prepare for that? She was able to take time to prepare well, to think on death, to think upon her sins, to use her suffering in atonement for them. We pray, God, preserve us from a sudden and unprovided for death. That if we had not yet made a good preparation for it, we might then at that time. We might not be able to make a good preparation for death if we are not in our right mind. Audrey, up until the day before she passed, was making some responses to questions and conversations. And even there's the story of Jessica weeping over her and wondering, what should we do? Pour the wine and cut the cheese, she says. Looking to us to take some respite for ourselves, always thinking of others. Finally, Audrey had a great disposition, in my opinion, for a good death. She was resigned to her suffering, afraid that she might not be using it well enough. What do we need to die well? First, we need to live well, and then work always to be in the state of grace. If we die in the state of grace, we go to heaven. That's it. If we die in the state of grace, we go to heaven, eventually. The bishop at Mass, one of the days he was taking her daily communion, at his Mass he prayed that she be cured or go straight to heaven. And that day she asked him if it was okay for her to pray that she be either cured or in heaven by Easter. She passed the Tuesday before. The lilies over by the rectory had been destroyed this year by weather, but then on Holy Saturday, one grew up of Audrey's favorite color. We don't look for signs and wonders, but we do always wonder. I have little doubt, even though we don't know absolutely where Audrey is, I have little doubt that she, a faithful servant of God, striving to do his will in all, having so many graces at the end of life, would have much to suffer hereafter. I'm praying the set of Gregorian Masses for the repose of her soul, and she will be in my list of those I remember at the memento of the dead at every Mass. Again, as we reflect upon the passing of one from us who has impacted so many in such a positive manner, we think about our own lives. What are we going to do? We work to make this momentous. As we read in the first Sundays of Advent and Lent, now is the time to rise from sleep. I'm sure Audrey, in the spirit of St. Therese, is ready to spend her heaven doing good upon earth. Let that be a good part of our lives. Let that good be a part of our lives. We can do what Audrey did. We can make changes in our life. Now is the time to not let this pass unnoticed, uneventful for us. Make a change in your life to live better. She's inspired us to do that, to live better. We can absolutely do it. It just takes one day at a time. Many of us have seen the Facebook posts Caleb has left showing Audrey's deeper spirituality. Audrey's writing, love serves. Love serves without a thought for oneself, for one's needs, or the return. Love serves. Daily, hourly, unceasingly, love serves. If we, every one of us, no matter our daily duties, but especially applicable to those of us who seemingly, perhaps, have a thankless job, put away our selfish thoughts, our little grumbles about small tasks, interruptions, inconveniences, etc., and instead viewed them as the answer to our prayers, given to us from the hand of God, opportunities to practice virtue, opportunities to carry our little cross, however little it is, alongside our Lord. We work then, as St. John of the Cross says, to love all in the all, to use everything to love God, to love all in the all and for the all, God himself. By these works of our lives, we can affect others, and this is what we're called to do. This is God's will, for all men to be saved, and we have a very important part to play by having the true faith and living the true faith, not just for ourselves, but for others. This is not an end for Audrey, but a new beginning. She stands there before God for us all now. Let us then remember to pray for her every day. Let us, in her memory, change our lives to lives of prayer. Audrey is not afar off. She is in God, and God is in all things. So remember, every time you see those simple beauties of nature, to think of God, to think of her, and so to love God. This is that fullness of love to which he calls us all. I'll close again from St. Augustine. This it is that we love in friends. And such deep love that a man's conscience accuses itself if he loves not one who returns his love. Or if he does not love in return the man who loves him first, seeking nothing from him in the carnal way, but only signs of his goodwill. This is the explanation for that morning when a friend dies, the darkness of sorrow and a heart lamenting at its sweetness being turned into bitterness, and at the loss of life of the dying, the death of the living. Blessed is he who loves you, O Lord, and his friend in you, and his enemy for your sake. For he alone never loses anyone dear to him, to whom all are dear only in him, whom he never loses. And who is this but our God, the God that made heaven and earth and fills all things with his presence, because it is by filling them that he made them. Let us remember Audrey through every sunrise and sunset, every time we see the flowers blooming, the birds calling. We enjoy those simple things. Let us pray for her. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord. May she rest in peace.